angels I have heard on high. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Angels I have heard on high. How often have you heard angels on high? And what in the world are angels? What are angels all about? What do we think about angels? What do angels speak to us about? Well, we can call angels heavenly beings, heavenly creatures. We can call angels divine beings, divine creatures. But angels truly are more than that. Angels are divine ideas. Angels are divine ideas that flow in and out of our mind, our consciousness, our brain, every moment of our life. Every moment of our life, angels are flowing in and out of our world, in and out of our life, in and out of our being. Angels are giving us all sorts of great ideas of how to live a more heavenly life, a more beautiful life. Angels paint a picture in front of our eyes, behind our eyes, around us, and the picture is a picture of peace, of harmony, of love, of gentleness. Whenever you think of the word angels, you think of the word something very special. You think of some being who is very special or some attitude that's very special. That's angelic music. That's an angelic act. He is an angel. She is an angel. They are angels. Little children are often thought of as angels. Little children are angels because of their innocence and their gentleness and their perfection. Angels I have heard on high are angels you hear on high all the time. They're always going by our thought system. And they're leaving in our thought system all sorts of beautiful concepts, all sorts of beautiful responses. What response have you had today from an angel? Has someone smiled at you? That was an angel, you could be sure. Yes, even the ring of the telephone is an angel calling to come through and give us beautiful ideas and give us beautiful thoughts and give us beautiful things to work with and to think about and to enjoy in our life. How many times have you had an angel visit you? And if you really think about it, you will say almost every moment of the day. Almost every moment of the day, an angel is coming into my awareness, is coming into my thinking, is coming into my life. Every moment of my day, I'm having that experience. As we said, the little children are often called angels because they're so innocent and so loving and so gentle and so caring. And they have no ulterior motive. Their motive is just to be themselves and have fun, to be loving, to be gentle, to be kind, to be fantastic. That's what children are all about. That's what you and I are all about. That's what life is all about. All of life is to be just a gentle, giving, sharing experience of happiness. Angels I have heard on high are angels of my heart, angels of my inner being, angels of my inner self, my inner voice, my inner love, angels that speak to me of great joy and great peace and great love, angels that are always responding to me and saying to me beautiful things. I always have beautiful things being spoken into my life because I'm listening to the angels on high, angels out of my higher consciousness, my divine consciousness, my absolutely wonderful self. Now, how do I stimulate the angels to be responding even more to me? How do I stimulate finer and better and more beautiful thoughts that are just glorious for me. How do I stimulate them? Well, I stimulate them by listening to my heart. I stimulate them by listening to my delight. I stimulate them by always thinking happy thoughts, always thinking beautiful thoughts, always thinking the world is wonderful. Yes, I'm always thinking this way, and I'm always being this way, and life is really quite fantastic, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about living in a fabulous world that I have created by my thought. Living in a heavenly world that I have created by my thought. Living in an angelic world that I have created by my thought. Always by my thought. Always by who I think I am. I am the Divine One. I am the Magic One. I am the being that lives and says all things are good and wonderful. How many angels have you heard on high? How many angels have you heard in your heart? How many angels have you heard as you looked up at the sky? Here on the high mountains, we often see natural creatures being around, as they are everywhere. And the birds are flying, and the chipmunks are running, and the rabbits are jumping here and there. All the creatures around us are loving angels we have heard on high. And as we watch them, we delight in them. We have a great smile on our face. We say, oh, look, 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 aren't they beautiful? Oh, my goodness, so lovely to see. That's our angelic consciousness coming to the fore and saying, life is wonderful. Life is grand. Every one of us have the opportunity to live in this high and glorious state of consciousness if we wish. Every one of us has the opportunity to be the divine if we wish. And we all have the opportunity to not be the divine if we wish too. But the choice is always ours. Do we want it? Are we going to take it? And the answer is shown so quickly by saying, how many people have you loved today? How many people have I loved today? I love me first, always. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And then I reach out and I love all in my world and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. And as I say this, the music of the spheres combine to bring joy, happiness, and delight into every experience I have, into every experience I know, into all that I am. And life is indeed a wonderful, happy, fulfilling adventure. Join me in this great adventure of angels I have heard on high, and let them be known in your world. They're your creation. They might as well be the very best. I love you. I love you. I love you.